Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
August 1st and 76 as you get started on a Thursday morning. More from Dr. Bill on the way in just a second. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, I've got a new accident at Greelot in Summary. Also, I've got one at Highway 90 at Old Ross Road. Both of those are going to be without entries into clearing stages. As we look great across the Bayway and the Causeway, westbound lanes along I-10 from Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways, too. Licensed and insured, they offer free estimates, 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark Counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne, 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings of a Thursday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has a look at the tropics coming up at 7:35. You want to hear what he has to say. Also, Kane keeping us up to date with traffic. And Dalton in sports has football.
On TV.
Football.
Tonight.
Not what we call soccer, American football.
Two O's, none of those stupid U's in our football.
Right, with the umlaut or whatever. Now, we're talking football, y'all, coming up in sports in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man's body has been found in a pond in Foley, but authorities have yet to release the name of the victim. Meantime, the missing persons case remains open for 70-year-old Gary Michael James. He was last seen July 15th and was reported missing Tuesday by a family member. The body, meantime, was located close to where Mr. James was last seen in a wooded area near County Road 12 in Linton Lane. As of Wednesday night, authorities were not able to confirm whether the body was that of Mr. James, whose home is also on Linton Lane. Foley detectives are working with the Foley Fire Department and the Baldwin County Coroner's Office on this case. This investigation does continue into identifying the body and a cause of death. An ATV rollover may be to blame for the death of a 14-year-old. A young lady was killed in an ATV accident Wednesday afternoon in Limestone County. Authorities, though, are not releasing the teenager's name, but they do say that she was pronounced dead at 3:30 in the afternoon on Bullock Road near Athens. That's according to the Limestone County Sheriff's Office. This investigation is still ongoing as to what caused this deadly crash. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 709 FM Talk 106.5. And last night, Democrats back at it. Senator Cory Booker had this to say.
So, Vice President, you can't have it both ways. You invoke President Obama more than anybody in this campaign. You can't do it when it's convenient and then dodge it when it's not.
Sounds like at least, and I did not get to see it, was traveling last night. I've listened to some of the clips from last night's debate, but a lot of going after former President Obama.
Yeah, they were attacking a president, just not the president that everyone assumed they would be attacking on the Democrat debate stage. And
I mean, they took a second from attacking President Trump to attack former President Obama.
They sure did. And apparently, President Obama's politics on health care and immigration, not far left enough for the new age Democrats. And they used Obama's record on immigration and health care to go after Joe Biden quite a bit last night.
Now, Joe Biden, of course, asking Kamala Harris to well, go easy on him. Here was the audio last night. This guy gets an off-mic moment.
Go easy on me, kid.
Go easy on me, kid.
Yeah, that was when they were inviting the candidates out to the debate stage. Biden came out first because he's the highest polling, right. Not only on the stage last night, but of all the Democrats running right now. Then Kamala, who I think is polling third right now behind Bernie Sanders and Biden. She came out second, and that's when Biden kind of patted her on the back and said, go easy on me, kid. Also a part of the debate last night, while Biden and Booker were kind of going after each other, also standing right next to each other, Biden accidentally called Booker president and then tapped him on the arm and said, I mean future president. And Booker said, wow, I got my first major endorsement for the presidential race, and it comes from the guy that's polling at the top.
Well, I heard that there were also a lot of, you know, Joe Biden, gaffe-prone, mm-hmm. right? Gaffe-prone. And what was it? The end of his, I guess, his speech, his closing speech, he told everybody to go to Joe, what, 3330 yeah. or something like that. He meant to text,
right.
but he got confused between texting and websites, mm-hmm. and so he sent everybody to a website that actually, for a while last night, popped up for Pete Buttigieg, and then the kids at Syracuse that actually owned that, they quickly bought it. Bought the domain, went to GoDaddy or whatever, bought the domain, then switched it back to one of the guys that did it. He had announced as an April Fool's joke he was running for president, and went back to his default website.
Yeah, and this isn't Biden's first gaffe with mentioning websites. I think back in the 2008 or 2012 campaign, he sent everyone to the wrong campaign website. But his goal last night, it appears, he was trying to tell people to text Joe to this number to get right. on the texting list, kind of right. like the emails list. And like you said, he got completely confused. He said, go to Joe at 30, and then he figured, I don't know, he started scrambling then also and said 30333033, and then just kind of stopped.
They told him to everybody to face tweet him,
uh-huh.
or to snap book him, or something like that.
MySpace, the kids love it.
7:12. We'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Rob Holbert from LandApp joins us in just a little over an hour. Right now, we'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit forklifthunter.com or call 479-2270.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police have arrested a suspect accused of opening fire on a group of teens at a park, killing one of those teenagers. 21-year-old Xavier Flake is charged with murder. Police believe he shot and killed 17-year-old Tydarius Jones as he was walking with friends near Rickerby Park Tuesday night. Pensacola police are looking for three armed and dangerous suspects accused of gunning down a man at an intersection of I and Strong Street. An 18-year-old, 19-year-old and a 20-year-old are wanted by police. The victim was shot in his hip and is expected to be okay. You can see pictures of the suspects on WKRG.com. UAV Health Systems and United Healthcare Insurance have come to an agreement that will allow 25,000 people in Alabama to continue getting care at one of the state's leading hospitals. UAB threatened to stop accepting the insurance if a new deal wasn't reached by yesterday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's the Flashback Sale at Mattress Firm. We're celebrating the year we were founded with a special price from 1986. A flashback price of $169 on a new Sleepy's Queen mattress. Plus, get up to $400 off throwback deals on beds. And Wednesday through Sunday, take home a free adjustable base with a purchase of just $599. But hurry in, these awesome blast from the past savings won't last forever. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply, valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Teams make big moves at the MLB trade deadline. Former Mobilian Josh Donaldson just keeps on hitting home runs and real live football on your TV tonight. It's 7:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Major League Baseball trade deadline arrived yesterday afternoon, and many teams made last-minute efforts to either load up for a playoff run or sell their top guys for long-term assets. The Houston Astros made the biggest move of the day by acquiring starting pitcher Zach Greinke from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Greinke's a former AL Cy Young Award winner and one of the top starting pitchers in the majors. Now Greinke will join the amazing pitching rotation of the American League leading Astros. In the National League, the Atlanta Braves made some moves to improve their bullpen by acquiring three really good relief pitchers over the past 2 days. Yesterday, the Braves traded two minor leaguers to Detroit for All-Star closer Shane Green. They also sent two minor league pitchers to San Francisco for Mark Melancon. On Tuesday, Atlanta acquired right-handed reliever Chris Martin from the Texas Rangers. Green has a 1.18 ERA and 22 saves this season. Melancon, a three-time All-Star with a 3.50 ERA this year. And Martin has a 3.08 ERA and 38 appearances and has only allowed three earned runs over his past 19 games. Like Atlanta, the Washington Nationals also added three new arms to the bullpen. They acquired Daniel Hudson from Toronto and Ronis Elias and Hunter Strickland from Seattle. This season, the Nationals' bullpen ranks last in the majors with a 5.90 ERA. Those two teams, the Nationals and Braves, met yesterday for an afternoon game, with the Braves winning 5-4 in 10 innings. And again, it was the former Faith Academy Ram, Josh Donaldson, coming through for Atlanta with a solo home run in the top of the 10th.
Fly ball well hit towards center. Robles back to the track, to the wall. He can't get it. Josh Donaldson with a home run, and Doolittle can't believe it. Atlanta's back in front.
That was Donaldson's 25th home run this season, and the Braves are rolling, having taken two of the three-game series and extending their division lead over Washington to 6.5 games. In other Major League games, the L.A. Dodgers beat Colorado 5-1 with a three-run ninth-inning home run from L.A.'s Will Smith. San Francisco beat Philadelphia 5-1. The New York Yankees beat Arizona 7-5. The Chicago Cubs shut out St. Louis 2-0, and Tampa Bay beat Boston 8-5. Tonight, the first preseason game of the 2019 NFL season will be played, with the Denver Broncos taking on the Atlanta Falcons in Canton, Ohio's annual Hall of Fame game. From this week forward, there will be a college or professional football game played every week through February the 2nd. It's only a preseason game tonight, so many top starters may not even suit up, but it is real live football with tackling and flags on the field and everything.
Oh.
Airs tonight at 7 on NBC or NBCSports.com for everyone with AT&T and DirecTV who don't have NBC. The Falcons did get some bad news yesterday. Rookie offensive tackle Caleb McGarry reportedly underwent a heart procedure. The first round selection has apparently had this surgery twice before, and the team doesn't sound too worried, calling it a, quote, minimally invasive procedure. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the last time McGarry had the procedure, he missed 6 to 8 weeks while in college at Washington. Former Miami Dolphin and Pro Football Hall of Fame middle linebacker Nick Bonaconte passed away Tuesday at the age of 78. Bonaconte was an 8-time Pro Bowler and won Super Bowl titles with the Dolphins in 1972 and 1973. You remember that team in 1972 finished with a perfect 17-0 record. Bonaconte was inducted into the Hall of Fame back in 2001. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What's that noise?
Noise?
Yeah, that.
No, it's my way of showing my appreciation to Jack Green for saving me so much money on my insurance.
Sounds like it's coming from the storage room.
Don't go in there.
Yeah, would you mind letting me out of here? It's getting a bit stuffy.
Oh my gosh, is that?
It is.
Sweet holy Moses.
I'm sick to death of seeing that lizard on TV telling me what to do with my 15 minutes.
And?
Well, the joke's on him, because that's exactly how long it took me to string him up by the kookaburras.
Jack Green is not going to appreciate this one bit.
Sure he will. I'm his spokesperson.
You're a loony.
Oh, be quiet and eat your houseflies. Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency today and find out how you can save money on your auto, all types of commercial equipment and business insurance. Ask about wind coverage, too. It's likely you're paying way too much.
That's what I'm all about. Saving people money on their...
You just need to worry about saving oxygen right now, sweetheart.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness in Mobile, is looking for volunteers to help others. Irma Bombeck said it, volunteers are the only human beings on the face of the earth who reflect this nation's compassion, unselfish caring, patience, and just plain loving one another. Volunteers are needed one Wednesday a month for 4 hours in the morning and with training as family support group facilitators and family-to-family teachers. Sign up or ask questions at 251-461-3450.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center at Greenlight and Summerby and Highway 90 and Old Ross Road. Those are older accidents in the final clearing stages. Looks great across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope, checking in accident-free. At Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile, they can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle, it's Bay City Collision, 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill's on the way in just about 12 minutes with a full weather report, even looking at the tropics. It's now August, so we're in the foothills of the peak of hurricane season. We'll talk to him about that coming up. Plus, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk to our buddy Rob Holbert. And 7:50 this morning, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, all straight ahead. Also, in national news, a story from southwest part of the country out in California, Death Valley National Park, where there was a naval aviator that was flying what they called the Star Wars Canyon out there. And it's, I guess, a canyon out there that looks a lot like, you know, in Star Wars, mm-hmm. when they're flying down through the Death Star. And the crash not only killing the pilot, but the onlookers. I guess people were nearby. More on this story from Bill Michaels from Westwood One.
The FA-18E Super Hornet went down about 10 a.m. Wednesday in Death Valley National Park, and seven park visitors suffered minor injuries from the crash. Navy spokesman Captain Jim Bates says few details about the crash are known.
An F-18E assigned to the vigilantes of VFA-151 was involved in a mishap approximately 60 miles north of China Lake. Impacted the ground.
The fighter jet went down near an area that is often called Star Wars Canyon because fighter pilots are known to maneuver their planes through the canyon like the fictional X-Wing starfighters in the Star Wars movie franchise. I'm Bill Michaels.
All right, we'll keep more information on that story coming to you as soon as we get it. 7:22, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you like sweepstakes and toasting to the ABC board, this is for you. The ABC board is introducing you today to a new way to enjoy limited release events. All Alabama residents 21 years of age or older will now be able to purchase restricted quantities of highly allocated brands from multiple suppliers. You must be chosen through a sweepstakes program, and that's when you win a specific place in line for the limited release event. The sweepstakes were needed because in the past, the ABC board says people camped out at stores to be first to get highly allocated bourbons, which unfortunately the board says was difficult to manage and dangerous for patrons and employees. Consumers wishing to participate in the sweepstakes, they say, must register by visiting the ABC board's website. So online sweepstakes registration happens today at 9 a.m. and will close at 5 p.m. August the 20th, and drawings will be conducted August the 21st, and that's the same day winners will be notified via email. For more information, visit the website by going to alabcboard.gov. Again, that's alabcboard.gov. She is accused of going to the pool for more than a swim. Mobile police say she actually walked away with someone else's vehicle. Mobile police need your help to find 24-year-old Raina Storm Dawson. They say last month she noticed keys poolside at a local hotel. She took the keys, walked around the parking lot, and was able to match the keys to the vehicle. The vehicle was a van, which authorities say she took off in. 1 week later, that van was recovered in Tillman's Corner, but no signs of Dawson. Dawson's described as being 5'6" tall, weighing 165 pounds, brown hair and brown eyes. If you have information, call Crime Stoppers, 251-208-7211. And as always, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Boardings Thursday style. Friday Eve, get you warmed up for the weekend. Dr. Bill's got the forecast coming up, and take a look at the tropics while we're doing it. Dalton, you got me so fired up with the football talk.
Mm-hmm.
This is great stuff.
I'm ready. Well, you already knew that, though.
We are okay. You're always ready.
I'm always ready for football.
Always ready for the football, and the rest of us are waking up to that now. That this month,
mm-hmm.
It's now August. This month, we're going to be playing football.
Yeah, look, it's August the 1st. We'll get the first preseason game tonight. A full slate of NFL preseason games next Thursday night, and then on the 24th, so just 3 weeks and change away, the first college football games with Florida taking on Miami and Arizona and Hawaii. So, congrats, you've made it.
I imagine it's going to be a very big show coming up on Monday on Sports Night.
Yeah, we'll be previewing the ACC, and, well, you know who's in the ACC, right? That would be those Clemson Tigers who be a thorn in the side for Alabama and head coach Nick Saban. So we're going to preview the ACC and also talk a little bit of NFL football Monday night.
All right. I can't wait for it. I'm so happy it is here. And then on the flip side, things that are, yeah, that's something that makes me happy. More information about Jeffrey Epstein out now. This gets creepier and creepier.
It really does.
Okay. So this is from The Sun. Now, I'm going to tell you, it comes from The Sun, a bit of a tabloid.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty good about fact-checking because I don't want to get sued. It says, here's their headline, the pedo billionaire, 66 years old, Epstein confided in scientists. He planned to impregnate dozens of women at his New Mexico ranch. That is the claim here. He wanted up to 20 women to be pregnant with his children at one time in a bizarre sci-fi-like plot to improve the human race with his genes. That's according to the New York Times. I guess he thought people needed more Epstein in the world. Multiple sources told the paper that the convicted pedophile Epstein, currently in jail facing child trafficking charges, would boast of his sick plans at champagne-fueled parties. The Shane financier apparently began sharing his vision for his 33,000-square-foot Zorro Ranch near Santa Fe in the early 2000s. He would allegedly tell scientists and businessmen that he wanted the vast New Mexico property to be turned into his own personal baby-making factory, where women would be impregnated and give birth to his babies. It's not clear if Epstein's Stranger Than Fiction dream would involve him actually doing the deed or if it would be artificial. Or Epstein told the plot at least twice at his Manhattan mansion in 2001 at a luxury science conference, that he hosted in the Virgin Islands. That's the kind of stuff we all go to, luxury science conferences,
right,
in the Virgin Islands.
All the time.
But the business advisor claimed he heard others discussing Epstein's apparent warped idea. Computer scientist and writer Jaron Lanier told the Times he heard about the plot from a NASA scientist at an Epstein gathering in New York. Lanier said the scientist told him that Epstein was inspired by the controversial sperm bank repository for germinal choice in California. So he thought he could help the world as well. You know, and then it goes on. He wanted to have his head and his frozen cryogenically after his passing.
I'm no Dr. Phil. This sounds like someone whose ego may be a little bit out of control.
A wee bit?
A little bit.
A wee bit. You're talking about sending genetics through the human code. He's no Genghis Khan. Google that. See, Genghis Khan and impact on human genetics if you want to see something. And Genghis Khan still holds the record, I think. I'm pretty sure.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Pensacola police officer was attacked last night. This morning, investigators are looking for the man who did it. The suspect was wearing dark-colored checkered pants and has a Jamaican accent. Police have not released many details about the attack. We do know the officer is okay. A death investigation is underway in Foley after a man is found shot to death, his wife stabbed. Police were called to the home on Colorado Court Tuesday night. James Doyle, 71 years old, was found dead. Linda Doyle was rushed to the hospital. Police are calling this a case of domestic violence. The city of Mobile will remove 80 trees along Broad Street to make room for bike lanes, sidewalks, and drainage improvements. A $14 million grant is funding this project, which will be done in four phases beginning in September. The project is one of the largest infrastructure contracts ever approved by the Mobile City Council. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
At Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, we're not just in the safe business, we are the safe business. With the largest selection, 12 months free financing, professional delivery available, and the most knowledgeable customer service, why go anywhere else? Plus, first responders receive discounts up to $500. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on a new Browning safe with a lifetime warranty. For service after the sale, it's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Look for the giant yellow safe, exit 5B, I-65 in Mobile.
Democratic presidential candidates, including frontrunners former VP Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, squared off in Detroit last night. Health care, a topic of debate.
As promised, it was a much feistier Joe Biden, well ahead in nationwide polling of Democrats. He scrapped with Kamala Harris about her alternative Medicare for All plan that would allow some private health insurance.
There will be a public plan under my plan for Medicare and a private plan.
You will lose your employer-based insurance.
As with Bernie Sanders' plan, the question is whether the nation is willing to make the bargain. Bob Costantini, Detroit.
North Korea's Kim Jong-un has himself supervised the test firings of a new multiple rocket launcher system that could potentially hit South Korea. The hardware is seen as a way to keep Washington engaged in nuclear talks. A Cincinnati area congressman, Republican Steve Chabot, says he discourages the send her back chant anticipated by the crowd at a Trump rally tonight in Ohio. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Dunkin' Brands is mostly caffeinated. The group reported a second quarter profit and Dunkin' same-store sales that beat expectations, while revenue and Baskin-Robbins same-store sales came up short. Shares are down 1.5% pre-market. Anglo-Dutch oil and gas giant Shell reported Q2 profit that fell short of expectations. Lower energy prices, especially for natural gas in Shell's case, has hurt that company. Amazon shares have climbed 24% this year, and its CEO is doing a little profit taking. Disclosures in Securities and Exchange Commission filings show Jeff Bezos has sold $1.8 billion worth of Amazon stock, what may be his largest ever sale in dollar terms, according to Forbes. A quiet session on Wall Street gave way to heavy selling mid-afternoon, right after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell called the central bank's quarter percentage point interest rate cut a mid-cycle adjustment rather than a new cycle of rate cutting. The Dow was off 333 points, but futures are higher at this hour. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Polygrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Polygrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gals arrived, and thanks to Polydent, Her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And it's now finally August, so now it can get hot.
Well, at 93, that's plenty warm.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it's fine with me.
That's what we're looking for this afternoon, about 93 degrees. The normal high is 91 this time of the year. We've got a decent chance for some thunderstorms developing, scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon hours. Tonight, I expect maybe an isolated thunderstorm or two around during the evening. Low tonight will be in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, pretty much a repeat of today's weather. We're mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and a high in the at least into the low 90s. Now, looking ahead to the weekend, it's going to become more humid. And we'll see also an increase in afternoon thunderstorm activity. So Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy. Good chance for afternoon thunderstorms. And the high temperatures will be in the lower 90s. And Monday and Tuesday, well, more of those afternoon thunderstorms with highs mainly in the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, it is August as well. With increased attention on the Atlantic Basin and hurricane season, what are you watching?
Yeah, you know, we still have some thunderstorms from that tropical wave that moved across Puerto Rico. It's now over the Bahamas. We don't expect any development there. That it's going to produce quite a few thunderstorms over the Florida Peninsula. And all that activity will move up the eastern seaboard. But now we've got two tropical waves out in the Atlantic, one about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast. That one is going to track to the west-northwest and has a very good chance now of becoming a tropical depression, most likely over the weekend. And after that, it could continue to develop into a named storm. A likely track now would take it through the over Puerto Rico and possibly following the same track as this disturbance that we've been looking at in the Bahamas. And another tropical wave, a little closer to Africa, looks like it could develop, and we'll watch these two systems now over the next 7 to 10 days.
All right, and we're heading towards the peak of hurricane season next month. What actual date of the peak?
Around the 14th, 15th of September is the peak. And after that, we say now it's the second half of the season, which carries us well into October.
Yeah, I know that you and I have talked about this before. National news sources seem to think end of September hurricane season is over, but it actually goes into the month of November.
That's right. October can be very, very busy in the tropics, and then it begins to taper off in November. And we carry the season on to about the 30th of November. We've had a few storms that have actually occurred in December.
Now, I know we've talked about the May storms, the ones that have preceded the official start of hurricane season, but we've had them in December?
We sure have. And, in fact, one year, I believe it's back in 1954, we had one in the last week of December, and then it continued into the first week of January. So it's the latest and earliest from the one storm.
Oh, wow. All right, Dr. Bill, thank you for the education, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, keeping his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 7:38, we'll check the ride in. Kane's got our traffic coming up next.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials. vehicles, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Good morning, everyone. The Pits and Tugs Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. A couple of accidents we've had now moved down the roadways, including Greelot and Summerby. It looks like it's a good ride across the Bayway. No problems from Fairhope and Daphne. That ride from Spanish Fort across the Causeway and downtown Mobile. So far, Sarah Land, you look good. Pritchard, no delays. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Captain Bobby Arriscato and the Fishing Report. Good news, too. A couple more days for snapper anglers along the Gulf Coast today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, a five day in a row.
Wow.
Season.
You can catch a lot of snapper. Well, at least 10.
10. Yeah, 10. A lot or 10. Or if you pile your boat full of people and take mm-hmm. them with you, you can take more, you catch more.
Cheat the system a little bit. It's not cheating, man.
Just kind of, you know, if you're going to put the gas in the boat, might as well put some people in the boat.
That's right.
All right, 7:41, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Huntsville man is accused of leaving his own child in a hot car so he could go inside of a local Walmart to shoplift. 27-year-old Travis Gill Sasser is right now being held in the Madison County Jail on charges of domestic violence and theft. He was arrested Monday afternoon for shoplifting a blender while his toddler son was inside of a hot car for about an hour. Around the noontime hour, that's when this all happened. As for Sasser's 2-year-old son, he's been taken to the hospital and released after an evaluation. Sasser's charges are misdemeanors, and if convicted of domestic violence, he faces up to 1 year in jail. In case you're wondering, the cost of that blender was $259. A cyber attack on a local school system has once again pushed back the start date for thousands of children when it comes to the first day of school. The malware attack has shut down the system's computer and telecommunications networks in the Houston County School District. Schools in the county were originally set to go back Thursday, August the 1st, which of course is today. That date was then moved to Monday, August the 5th, and now system officials say students will return to class Monday, August the 12th. The superintendent did confirm to the Dothan Eagle as to what has happened in regards to the attack. System officials are working with federal agencies to include the FBI to investigate the incident and have not yet confirmed whether or not a ransom is involved. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by your CBD store of West Mobile. Shop in our relaxing environment where you can sample products and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greeley today.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police have arrested a suspect accused of opening fire on a group of teens at a park, killing one of those teenagers. 21-year-old Xavier Flake is charged with murder. Police believe he shot and killed 17-year-old Tydarius Jones as he was walking with friends near Rickerby Park Tuesday night. Pensacola police are looking for three armed and dangerous suspects accused of gunning down a man at an intersection of I and Strong Street. An 18-year-old, a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old are wanted by police. The victim was shot in his hip and is expected to be okay. You can see pictures of the suspects on WKRG.com. UAB Health Systems and United Healthcare Insurance have come to an agreement that will allow 25,000 people in Alabama to continue getting care at one of the state's leading hospitals. UAB threatened to stop accepting the insurance if a new deal wasn't reached by yesterday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Want to learn about kayak fishing? Well, Yellowhammer Fishing is giving you that chance for free. Learn all about kayak fishing Saturday, August 3rd at the Bayou Labatry Kayak Classic Tournament. Yellowhammer Fishing Kayak will answer your questions and show you just how fun and personalized kayak fishing can be. August 3rd from 9 to noon in Bayou Labatry. Take advantage of the Yellowhammer Fishing Kayak sale going on now with $100 off select demo kayaks and carbon fiber paddles starting at $75. Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks in Theodore on Facebook or call 533-1830.
Teams make big moves at the MLB trade deadline. Former Mobilian Josh Donaldson just keeps on hitting bombs and real live football on TV tonight. It's quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Major League Baseball trade deadline arrived yesterday afternoon, and many teams made last-minute efforts to either load up for a playoff run or sell their top guys for some long-term assets. The Houston Astros made the biggest move of the day by acquiring starting pitcher Zach Greinke from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Greinke is a former AL Cy Young Award winner and one of the top starting pitchers in the major leagues. Now he'll join the amazing pitching rotation of the American League leading Astros. In the National League, the Atlanta Braves made some moves to improve their bullpen by acquiring three really good relief pitchers over the past 2 days. Yesterday, the Braves traded two minor leaguers to Detroit for all-star closer Shane Green. Green has a 1.18 ERA and 22 saves this season. Also yesterday, the Braves sent two minor league pitchers to San Francisco for Mark Melanson. Melanson's a three-time All-Star with a 3.50 ERA this year. On Tuesday, Atlanta acquired right-handed reliever Chris Martin from the Texas Rangers. Martin has a 3.08 ERA and 38 appearances with only three earned runs over his past 19 games. Like Atlanta, the Washington Nationals also added three new arms to the bullpen. They acquired Daniel Hudson from Toronto and Ronis Elias and Hunter Strickland from Seattle. This season, the Nationals' bullpen ranks last in the majors with a 5.90 ERA. They've also blown 20 saves, as tied for third most in the major leagues. The Nationals and Braves played an afternoon game yesterday, with the Braves winning 5-4 in 10 innings. And again, it was the former Faith Academy Ram, Josh Donaldson, coming through for Atlanta with a solo home run in the top of the 10th inning.
Fly ball well hit towards center. Robles back to the track, to the wall.
Donaldson has hit 25 home runs this year, and the Braves are still rolling. They've taken they took two of that three-game series against Washington and also extended their division lead over the Nationals to 6.5 games. In other games, the L.A. Dodgers beat Colorado 5-1 with a three-run ninth-inning home run from L.A.'s Will Smith. San Francisco beat Philadelphia 5-1. The New York Yankees beat Arizona 7-5. The Chicago Cubs shut out St. Louis 2-0, and Tampa Bay beat Boston 8-5. Tonight, the first preseason game of the 2019 NFL season will be played with the Denver Broncos taking on the Atlanta Falcons in Canton, Ohio's annual Hall of Fame game. From this week forward, there will be a college or professional football game played every single week through February the 2nd. Now, it's only a preseason game tonight, so many top starters may not even suit up. But it is real live football with tackling and coaching headsets and flags on the field, everything. There's tonight at 7 o'clock on NBC, or if you're one of those poor souls with AT&T or DirecTV like me, you'll have to watch it on the app or NBCSports.com.
Is it getting any better for y'all?
Not yet.
Nothing.
No WKRG and no NBC 15 and
wow.
None of the channels under those umbrellas of
You still get HGTV?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Still got that, and I keep my TV on that constantly.
Sure you do.
It's 7:48, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one.
At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the Jubilee Roofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. We've had a good ride. Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. Seeing heavier pockets of traffic. We've got an accident at Moffitt University, still slowing up traffic. But beyond that, a good ride. No problems downtown and across the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 750 FM Talk 106.5. You heard Doc. He says heading for a high around 92 degrees, already 77 at our studios. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report on the way with Captain Bobby. But first, headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Today is the first day of August and also when a number of changes go into effect for Alabama's vaping laws. Beginning today, the state of Alabama will begin oversight and regulations for retailers who sell vape and other alternative nicotine products. According to the new law, this requires vape shops to have a tobacco license. It prohibits advertising for vaping and other alternative nicotine products as healthy options to replace smoking. It puts regulation of e-cigarettes and vape products under the ABC board. It restricts the selling of vaping and nicotine products to anyone under the age of 19. If you violate this provision, it could result in a fine of up to $300 and up to 30 days in jail. It also prohibits advertising vaping products near schools or opening vape shops within 1,000 feet of a school, child care facility, church, youth center, or public library, playground, or park. It also limits billboard advertising for vaping liquid to offers for only three flavors: tobacco, mint, or menthol. Those against the move say that fruit-flavored vaping liquids actually attract younger users. If you love the museum and enjoy viewing artifacts and historical figures, on Sundays, you have just hit the jackpot, courtesy of Wind Creek Casino. You're invited to help celebrate this Sunday at the History Museum of Mobile in downtown Mobile, as Wind Creek Hospitality has sponsored the first Sunday's free event. Museum Director Meg Fowler says, quote, "Their year-long sponsorship of free admission once a month is a terrific contribution towards making the museum accessible to everyone. The open house is this Sunday, August the 4th. A number of notables will be on hand as a check presentation is happening at 2 p.m. as well. Be sure to join the museum this Sunday from 1 to 4. Museum is located on Royal Street. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. And it is time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need to head to the water this weekend when you go see them just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And let's check in with the star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Averscato. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Doing good. First day of August and some big changes for inshore fishermen.
Changes.
Yeah, so we got new rules.
got new rules on, there's a number of things going on, but the ones that you and I, we could talk about is the new speckled trout regulations, which have been, we've had a long, long, long time since we've had any changes with speckled trout. As a matter of fact, the original limits are the ones we just changed from. We originally went from no limits to where we were to this, and it's, I can't even remember how long ago it's been that they put the original limits on, but now it's gone from, as of today, you're allowed 6 speckled trout per person, and that they've raised the minimum limit from 14 to 15 inches, and now you have an upper limit of 22 inches. So you're allowed 6 speckled trout between 15 and 22 inches, or 5 between 15 and 22 and one over. And that, you know, can get, that's like the redfish regulation, mm-hmm. but it can get a little confusing. You don't get 6 plus the 1. It's a, you never can possess more than 6. So right. Kind of keep that in mind as you're getting used to these new regs.
It's what's called, people know, a slot limit. Now speckled trout, like yeah. redfish, have a slot limit, a lower and upper end, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, you have a lower end now, which we never had we always had a minimum length. We never had an upper length here. And so now they do, which is 22 inches, and they're going to measure them like they do. Most of them are going to be like total length. So what that means is, what I do, just, you know, just to keep yourself safe, is make the fish as long as you can. So
that's, that's a great question from a person like you that handles so many fish every day with a team. With the speckled trout, if you're measuring it, do you pinch the tail? Do you fan the tail out? What do you do, Bobby?
When it says total length, you're trying to make the fish as long as you can. Now, you know what I do. I don't like to pinch them just to try and make them go over the minimum length. If you're that close, you ought to just go ahead and let it go. You know, you know what I'm saying? Because you put a fish, if you're that close with a fish and you put him on ice, he's going to shrink a little bit, and you're going to be under. And no matter how hard, unless you just stomp on him. How hard you try to make them go over, he's not going to measure. So if you're that close, just let them go. But yeah, that's what you want to do, is just, you know, to get the maximum length of the fish, to be sure, is you just pinch the tail down, and that'll give you what they consider to be total length.
All right, so now that's the lower end is 15. That's going to be something people have to pay attention to. If you have that line drawn on your cooler with the Sharpie marker at 14 inches, that's a no-go anymore.
That's right. You got to change it. I did the very thing you're talking about the other day. I keep a little piece of tape on mine, and you got to move it up an inch now.
And then you have the upper limit for the slot, and also flounder coming under these changes.
Flounder's changes, the limits have dropped in half. You've gone from 10 to 5. On flounder, which for me is not a daily limit. That's about an annual limit.
You and I both, brother.
That's how bad a flounder fisherman I am.
Me too.
So I'm never going to be a threat on the flounder deal, I can tell you that.
But
it also, the minimum length also went up from 12 to 13 inches. They did that to protect some of the male fish and that sort of thing, and let them get offshore and small. And then the big thing I noticed is complete closure of the fishery for the entire month of November. And the reason for that was, that's when the flounder make their offshore migration to spawn, and there was a lot of flounder being harvested during that period. So what they're trying to do is to let those fish get offshore, so that flounder spawn offshore, and that's letting that wave of flounder make it offshore to spawn.
It doesn't just affect these changes for flounder. It doesn't just affect recreational guys like us, but also the commercial industry. They've been reduced as well.
That's exactly right, and they closed one of the thing, like I mentioned, not just recreation but commercial fishery is closed in November. So that was really kind of interesting. I think that probably, out of everything they've done, you're going to see a huge impact right there, just by, you know, a couple of years of letting those fish get offshore to spawn.
Now, you're somebody who watches this and with more data than probably any scientist out there on this. So how long do you think before we start seeing some changes?
You know, that's a great question. I can't speak to flounder that way I can with trout, but as you know, trout are very prolific fish. They start spawning at an early age, and they're real prolific spawners. They spawn a lot, and I think you're going to see a pretty quick impact. I would think within a couple of years we would probably start to see some pretty big impacts from this, just because of the way that fish, you know, reproduces. I think you're going to see a big impact in a fairly short period of time.
All right, Captain Bobby, let's talk about this. Getting a trip booked now in late summer, or looking forward to fall fishing? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, ateamfishing.com is the easiest way, and you can get us on the phone or the email, and on those regulations, too. There's more to it if you want to check. I've shared the Outdoor Alabama post on that on my Facebook page, A-Team Fishing, or you can just go to Outdoor Alabama. There's a nice article up there that'll clear everything up for you.
Good deal, Captain Bobby. We appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, old buddy. Thanks for having me.
There we go. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see them just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And coming up Saturday on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, we've done it before, but another in-depth dive to these changes coming to inshore species here in Alabama.